From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The liberation of Ramadi runs into difficulty. Iraqi forces continue to meet resistance as they try to tighten their grip on the provincial capital of Ramadi, wrested from Islamic State control this week. The Iraqis are said to be encountering pockets of resistance and sporadic attacks. James Jeffrey is a former diplomat now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
We've seen this before in battles such as Tikrit and to some degree Beji, which go back and forth. This city is primarily under the control of Iraqi forces at this point. They have a huge numerical superiority. They hold terrain, and while only a small percent of their forces are good in attacking ISIS, most of the forces in there can hold terrain once they've gotten in there.
More than 50 families trapped inside Ramadi said ISIS fighters had been using them as human shields. One, who is identified only as Abbas, relates the horrors of living under Islamic State oppression. The extremist groups just enjoyed slaughter and bloodshed. My uncle's child was put into a bag after being killed by them. They lived in another district in Ramadi. He sat in front of the door. They said the child took pictures of them. He was only 12 years old. They questioned him, and then they killed and put him into a garbage bag, and we were not allowed to bury his body. Iran said Thursday it would respond to any interventionist measures by the United States after U.S. officials said the Treasury Department was preparing new sanctions connected to Iran's ballistic missile program. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Hossein Jaber Ansari called the planned sanctions unilateral, arbitrary, and illegal. The Wall Street Journal, which first reported the planned move, said the sanctions will likely be formally announced this week. This is VOA News. The outgoing UN envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says the country has an unstoppable momentum toward being a stable and secure state.
I believe that Somalia in the last 2.5-3 years has made significant political progress and has also made some reasonable security progress as well.
Kay told VOA that Somalia has managed to convert a dream of being a federal Somalia into a reality. Security has been tightened in cities around the world because of a possible terror threats during New Year's celebrations. Jakarta is on high alert after police uncovered plans for an alleged terror attack. The mayor of Brussels has canceled the city's annual New Year's Eve celebration because of a terror threat. Paris has tightened security but says it will proceed with its New Year's Eve celebration. The UN refugee agency Wednesday said more than 1 million refugees and migrants braved the high seas this year, seeking sanctuary in Europe from war and poverty. Adrian Edwards is the spokesman of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
This is a staggering increase over just 12 months. At the end of 2014, we had 219,000 arrivals on the Mediterranean to Europe. That was already a record. This is almost 5 times that level. In addition, tragically, we're also seeing an increase in the number of deaths, almost 4,000 lives lost in 2015.
Europe is in the midst of the biggest mass migration since World War II. Voters went to the polls in the Central African Republic on Wednesday in a much-delayed election that many hope will end nearly 3 years of sectarian violence. No serious clashes or irregularities were reported. Some among the tens of thousands of refugees also cast ballots, including Abdul Karim Carvalho in Cameroon.
Now, today, you can see everybody is so excited because we need change in our country. So the situation whereby Central African Republic came today to install our new president. So we need changes in our country.
More than 1.8 million people were registered to vote, choosing among some 30 presidential candidates. The United States has urged Ethiopia to free all journalists detained by the state and stop using its controversial anti-terror law to silence dissent. A National Security Council spokesman said yesterday that the U.S. is deeply concerned by the recent arrests of other journalists in Ethiopia. And in the Philippines, at least one soldier and 8 gunmen were killed in clashes between security forces and al-Qaeda-linked militants believed to be holding foreign hostages. Wednesday's clash occurred on the remote southern island of Jolo, where gunmen from the Islamist group are believed to be holding 2 Canadians captive, along with a Norwegian and a Philippine female. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.